It was humans versus horses this weekend outside Prescott, Arizona. Hundreds of runners, horses, and riders raced on a rugged mountain course from 12 to 50 miles. It's an annual event, and it seems the safe betting would be on the horses. But that's not always the case, as Sadie Babbitts of Arizona Public Radio reports.
There isn't a cloud in the sky on this chilly morning. The first rays of sunshine highlight rugged Mingus Mountain outside Prescott and a meadow filled with trucks and horse trailers, tents, and cars. This is base camp for the 2002 Man Against Horse Race. Runners and horseback riders sidestep through prickly pear cactus and rocks as they make their way to the start line.
More horses?
Yes.
Okay.
11 and 12.
11 and 12. Yes. We have Diane and Ryan.
Yep.
Most participants are here for fun, albeit a grueling kind, a race for several miles over rocky terrain.
How you guys doing today? You all ready for this?
Yeah!
Woo!
Walter Burcham is a race official for this year's race. He's making sure everyone who's signed up for the 50 and 25 mile events is ready.
No sagging.
Get set, go!
Nearly 100 runners and horseback riders disappear in a cloud of dust. It will be at least 7 hours before any of the 50-mile ultra-marathon athletes return to camp. It doesn't seem possible that a runner could beat a horse, but Burcham says it's happened for the last 4 years.
The horses in this flat area will take off and leave the runners behind, and then they get into the washes and the hills, and the runners catch up and pass them.
Three riders bob up and down on their mounts as they close in on three runners. All six have just finished 25 miles. These runners head right for a plastic garbage can filled with cold pop and beer. The horses go to a water trough. Meanwhile, a crowd gathers around the finish line. Someone has spotted the first 50-mile runner. It's Dennis Polico, who sprints the last few feet of the 50-mile course effortlessly. 6 hours and 56 minutes. He's won this race for the past 4 years. More than an hour after Polico finishes, Julianne Johnson and her 13-year-old dapple gray horse Jazz cross the finish line. Both she and Polico take home turquoise and silver belt buckles, knowing they've just finished one of the hardest ultra marathons in the country. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts in Prescott, Arizona.